broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett. This is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I'm Dennis Bonin, and alongside of me, as usual, is Randy Hicks. Randy, how are we doing this morning?
Awesome, Dennis, and yourself?
Wonderful. We got looks like some storms coming up and some rain, but other than that, pretty good.
Yep, and the Braves, of course, have broken that losing streak.
Yeah, that's good to hear. How'd they break that losing streak?
Well, did you hear that about that? You know, Brian McCann actually hit his 10th Grand Slam home run. Do you know what the record for Grand Slams for the Braves is?
I'll take a shot in the dark. For the Braves?
Yeah.
Oh, probably 12?
16.
16,
it's actually
okay.
16. And Hank Aaron, of course, holds that record. And he's my all-time favorite player. So, but we had no Braves last night. And certainly the Blackhawks came out on the high end, I saw.
Yeah, big Stanley Cup winner, two in the last 4 years?
Two out of 4 years, yeah, yeah, amazing.
And, of course, we can't not forget about what we talked about the last several weeks, which was the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
Calling Heat in seven. I was right. What do you think, Mike?
Well, it's great to have everybody with us today, and we're ready to get started.
All right. Partners for Success is a show that highlights and promotes many Atlanta outstanding businesses and business leaders. Okay, let's introduce our guest for shows today, and it's joining us is Michael Moon, owner of Tilted Kilt at the Mall of Georgia location, and Jeannie Smith, owner of Ultra Touch Cleaning in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and of course, Lisa Campbell, vice president of EFSI Restoration and Construction, also in Decatur, Georgia, right in my backyard. All right, let's get started with Michael Moon, owner of Tilted Kilt Mall of Georgia, where things are happening in Buford.
Welcome to the show today, Michael.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your business and what you provide there.
It's a sports pub. It's a mixture of Scottish, Irish, English, and American theme to it. We serve standard pub food, to all the way up to upscale food such as pasta, steak, and grilled salmons and things like that. Our slogan is best-looking sports pub you've ever seen, which it says it all. You know, we're the we have a world-famous TK Girls. Which they're beautiful young ladies who's sexy and fun and eager to serve you to give you the best time while you're in our pub.
Well, great. Let me ask you this. What is exactly, specifically, Tilted Kilt, and how did it come about?
The customs are kilts, basically, and mm-hmm. It's a little tilted, which means a little twisted and, you know, more fun base-oriented.
So the English, Irish.
Scottish.
Scottish. Oh, correct me. Okay.
Yes. And well, all of them.
Okay. Oh.
So there's some Celtic history. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Tilted Kilt.
Well, the first one, they started it in 2003, Rio Casino Hotel in Las Vegas. And our franchisor, his name is Ron Lynch, he liked the concept, and he wanted to make a franchise. So he opened his pub in Tempe, Arizona, and rest of was a history. The concept was the contemporary Celtic-themed sports bar staffed with beautiful servers, and that's how it is.
Keep those guys coming back
sure. For
more. All right, awesome. How many locations do you have in Atlanta, and how many Tilted Kilts are there currently throughout the United States?
There are 6 locations in Atlanta, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's about 9,200 locations nationwide, and it's keep on popping all over the place. There's one in Kennesaw, Smyrna, Dunwoodie, Alpharetta, Suwannee, and, of course, the best one is Mall of Georgia location.
Buford, Georgia.
Buford, okay. Georgia, yes.
Well, tell us about some of the foods that you serve. What is the menu fare, really, and what are some of your specialties?
We serve basically all kinds of pub food. And there's some food with the Irish twist to it, like Irish nachos and sloppy Jane, things like that. And we have 10-ounce burgers. There are 6 different types you can choose from. They're really good. We got different wings with the TK sauce and different hot sauce and sweet sauce. And one of my favorite, flatbread pizza. And we got wraps and salad, all kinds of food you can ask for. And we also have 40 taps with 30 different types of beer. So you can choose if you like beer, you can come to our pub. And we have full bar. We got about 30 HD TVs and a 3 big screen projector. So you can watch all kinds of sports.
So you've got domestic beer, import beer.
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you run those specials.
Mm-hmm.
And we have full-service bar with all kinds of liquor drinks at whatever they come in for.
Yes.
Whether we bring male or female, young or old. Okay. Yes.
And do you have, Michael, some weekly specials as well?
Yes, we do have a daily special pretty much throughout the whole week. On Monday, we serve flatbread pizza for $5 all day long. Tuesday night, we have a trivia night. Wednesday, as a matter of fact, it's starting tomorrow, and we are trying the karaoke. So if you like to sing, you can come by and enjoy our party.
There you go, Dennis.
And Thursday, we have a poker night. Friday, we have live music. Saturday, we usually open it for sporting events such as UFC. We show every single fight for UFC. It's a cover charge. There's no cover charge. So it's, if you're a UFC fan, you can come to our pub and enjoy the fight. And sometimes we do have live music. And Sunday, another poker night. So throughout the week, we have events.
So two nights with poker nights.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably draw that differentiates your restaurant from a lot of other locations. So you probably have a lot of players.
Oh, yes.
What types of poker do they play, and how does that work there?
It's interstate poker, and they get it's free to play. And you can just check in, I believe, Thursday, 8 o'clock. We start the poker, and we usually end up finishing it around 11. And excuse me. Most of the time you win $100 if you're the final winner. But we sometimes raise the bar up to $500, like probably once a month. So. Mm-hmm.
And you have everything from novices to professionals that are really doing that.
Mostly amateurs, but various people.
Guys like me?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just the doors open to anybody.
Michael, you mentioned no cover charge for the paid per view. So does that include boxing as well?
We don't usually show boxing as much.
Okay.
We used to sponsor UFC ourselves, so we are really have a good connection with UFC.
Uh-huh.
So we are specializing UFC only, but most of time, boxing is not really our.
Well, when Mayweather comes back into another big fight,
yeah,
they have so many people going to be watching that next fight.
Of course.
Big money Mayweather, so that might be something you might want to look into.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are the business hours typically that you have, Michael?
Business hours, we open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 12. Friday, Saturday, we close at 2. Sunday, we close at 12.
Okay, great. And for the businessman, just as a follow-up to that, I'm sure you have a lot of business lunches as well.
Oh, yes. We are actually, we are thinking about doing some lunch special. We haven't had it for a while, so we're going to bring that back to our lunch guests. So we are working on the menu right now, and it'll be most likely middle of July. We're going to start doing the lunch specials.
Yeah, and I see a lot of that where they call it the express lunch, and so that the business person could get in and out in 30 to 45 minutes, and you have an isolated menu that is, you know, to get them in and out. And it seems to work real good in Atlanta.
Yes.
Because everything's so fast-paced these days for lunch.
I got you.
Let me go back a step. You know, we talked about the different specials you have, but, you know, football season's upon us, and the fall is here, coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, football's got to play an important role, I think, for pubs and facilities like y'all's. Do you do anything special? I know last year you did something for the Super Bowl, but do you do anything special during a normal season for the Falcons?
Yes, of course. Obviously, the football season is our biggest time of the year. Every Super Bowl, we do have a Super Bowl party in our own, and we have a lot of giveaways, and the final winner is always been a 50-inch flat TV. And during the season, we try to contact a lot of alumnis and fan clubs, and so whenever they come in, we try to give them some kind of discounts whenever their team plays. And if their team wins, we also give a little more discounts on their food and drinks and things like that.
Oh, so you actually reach out to all different home or away football teams. So when the Falcons are playing, if they're playing a different organization, mm-hmm. and those folks are coming in from out of town, they have a reason to come there.
Of course.
Okay, great.
That's the plan.
Same is true for college, obviously,
yeah.
from what you're saying. That's great. Well, it seems like you have a lot of knowledge in this area. Could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, the Tilted Kilted was my first restaurant, and but I ever since I was young, I always wanted to have a restaurant. That was my thing. I always liked cooking, and I liked that environment. So, but my background was fine art. I was majoring in sculpting and painting, and that kind of leads me to the interior design. So, and I was doing, I was building a lot of restaurants, cafes, bars, and stuff. And I, you know, before it gets too late, I want to, you know, build my own restaurant. And I was doing some research, and you know, I saw Tilted Kilt, and I'm like, okay, this is, you know, bingo. You know, I like the theme and the concept, so I jumped into it.
Well, you're still sculpting and arting because the fine women there at Tilted Kilt are sculpted and arted. So
of course.
Beautiful, yes. Beautiful people. All right. How long have you been open in the Beaufort area?
We opened in March 17th, 2011. So it's been a little over 2 years. We opened on St. Patty's Day, which was our biggest day of the year. So one of the craziest wildest day of my life. But I had a blast. It was really fun.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're talking here on Partners for Success Radio with Michael Moon of the Tilted Kilt Restaurant in Mall of Georgia. Michael, if any of our customers would like to get a hold of you, find out more information about the restaurant itself, or find out about parties, special events, things of that nature, or talk to you about business strategy, how would they best do that?
They can always send me an email, and my email is moon@tiltedkilt.com. It's moon@tiltedkilt.com, and you can always call us 678-482-5545. And you can come to our website, tiltedkilt.com/Beaufort. And we have a Facebook, which is very active. It's a Facebook/Mall of Georgia, TK Mall of Georgia. And you can we are very active in our social media, so you can come to our Facebook all the time and leave a comment or ask any questions, you know.
So you have somebody who manages that Facebook and is always posting information and
yes.
keeping it up to date.
Yes.
All the social media. That's mm-hmm. great. I have one more question.
Sure.
And, you know, Michael's one of our great customers, and we did a theme there for Super Bowl that was the footballs. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. It was we ended up hand out pretty much every balls to our guests, and they – you know, they got so excited at the end, they started throwing, you know, footballs all over the place. So it was a little chaos, but, you know, we had a blast. I really appreciate that.
Is that something you want to do again for the next Super Bowl?
Of course.
Okay, I'm going to start budgeting for that one.
All right.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Our next guest here is Jeannie Smith, owner of Ultra Touch Cleaning in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Jeannie, welcome to the show today. Tell us a little about your business.
Thank you, Dennis. Actually, my name is Jean Smith, and the way my name is spelled, Jeannie, is fine. So I'm laughing, so I apologize. But I am the owner of Ultra Touch Cleaning, where we provide residential, commercial, turnkey cleaning. Been through a little bit of hoarding, a little bit of crime scene, you name it, we'll do it.
Wow. Okay. That's a handful.
And I understand that you have, Jean, also been in business for over 20 years.
The experience is over 20 years. I opened up Ultra Touch Cleaning in July of 07. I've did contract cleaning. I started out, that was pretty much one of my first jobs, was cleaning apartments. And that was the worst nightmare I've ever experienced in my life, as somebody coming straight out of high school when I was supposed to go to college. But going into a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment, you're in there for 8.5 hours. I'm like, what in the heck am I doing in here for?
You know, it sounds like you walk into a lot of nightmares. I'm thinking cleaning, and I'm thinking, was it Linus or Loomis from the Charlie Brown? He'd follow that blanket, and all the dust would follow him. But, you know, the good thing is you make everything clean, so you make everything brighter.
Yes.
So people come in with a better attitude, and you leave out exhausted, but they come in smiling.
Absolutely correct.
And let me see, Jeannie, Jean. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Jean is French or
is
Louisiana?
French, from Louisiana.
Okay.
Yes. My parents, siblings, and I moved to Georgia in March of 87, so I guess if my dad would be listening, he'd probably call me a Georgia redneck, but with the background, definitely from Louisiana. Still have a lot of family and friends there, and matter of fact, we're trying to push a trip to go there in a couple of weeks to visit family we haven't seen in a long time. So
to keep it simple for the Georgia rednecks, we say Jeannie.
Okay.
All right. What's the different types of cleaning services that you may provide out there in the commercial and residential?
With either or, we can, of course, specialize if you just, say for your home, for example, if you just want certain areas done, your kitchen, your bathrooms, 1 week, the next week, let's do the entire house. We customize it to way that you want it and to fit your budget. Same thing for an office. If you just want specific areas done, or don't touch my desk, I can't see anything on it, don't move my papers, which I hear that all the time. It just depends on you. How, you know, what rooms you want done, or offices, and what's your budget.
Right. Makes sense.
What types of geographical coverage areas? Atlanta's a pretty large city, so how big of an area do you cover?
Oh, boy, it's big.
Sure is. Pretty scary. Well, since we're based out of Gwinnett County, we cover Gwinnett, Forsyth, Fulton, North Fulton, Cherokee, Cobb, Walton. Gosh, am I forgetting a county? We pretty cover a good, you know, large base area there. Only places we may not travel to is probably south side of Atlanta.
Okay. Well, that leads me to my next question. I know you don't hit the south side, but what's the most challenging cleaning job you ever dealt with?
That was through the City of Atlanta Public Schools. If you have children, or individuals in this room have children,
mm-hmm.
or even listeners of children, I would highly recommend to scope out the kitchens where your school or your children is attending school. It was roughly about 4 years ago, and oh my gosh. I have my daughter here in the peanut gallery, and she's probably making faces, but the extent of what does not get clean where your children's food is being cooked is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that they every day continue to go back and without being sick, but I guess mm-hmm. there's always that one case.
It's just where we had to deal with the vents in the kitchen areas where all the grease and whatever else goes up, it's just layers and layers of dirt, dust, grease, food particles. You just don't know how long it's been sitting there.
It's the little things they don't pay attention to.
Right.
You know, I work out at a health facility, no names mentioned, but I brought the manager in and said, look at these vents. There's no room for the air to come out. It's got so much built up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, it was clean as a whistle. But, you know, to go in there every day and not see it, and finally after 60 days, I had enough and I had to say something. But the parents don't have that opportunity at a school, at a facility like that, to go in there and inspect the kitchen. So they count on guys like you and gals mm-hmm. to speak your mind and say, hey, you know, we got to do a better job cleaning.
Absolutely.
Well, you mentioned schools. Is there a particular clientele that you really service? And what would be the percentage breakdowns maybe of the clients that you service?
As far as clientele, it really doesn't matter if it's residential, commercial, restaurant, school. It really doesn't matter. No jobs do not bother me as far as how dirty they are or how clean they are. Most of our customers are residential, and I would say about 97% is residential. We're always looking to expand our wings, always, to other market areas. Like I said, commercial, any job does not faze me. After doing it for so long, going to a hoarder's house, I just blink and like, let's go, let's get this done, no matter how long it takes. An office, or it's an hour or two, we just got to go in there and get the job done. So really, as far as clientele, it doesn't really matter where we go.
You know, you mentioned 90% residential, but I've got to assume, and you know, when you assume that you are bonded, insured, sure. and the folks that work for you are drug tested and what have you, so the people that you're cleaning their homes, because they're giving you the personal information's laying right out in the open,
mm-hmm.
That you guys are all top notch.
Yes, we have to be drug tested. Whether they're coming for pre-employment drug testing, if I have any suspicions of anything, they're getting drug tested. They do get background checked. They're pre-employment. And it's an ongoing situation. It's with Integrity Background Solutions. They do an outstanding job. So if you hire, you know, our company to do the job in your personal home, let it be known that we are trusted, we are honest. And if I, like I said, I have any suspicion, that employee, probably the whole entire staff, is going to be retested, re-background checked. It's just little things of somebody's personal items just sitting out. Maybe whether it be a penny or thousands of dollars sitting on the counter, it doesn't matter. It's their personal property, and we have to respect it.
And, you know, years ago, it was uncommon to have a nanny cam,
mm-hmm.
but now they have cameras
everywhere,
all over, in homes or at work. I always say somebody's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you forget about that and until something happens. And it's got to be in the back of y'all's mind when you're in somebody's home or a commercial place. Be careful. Watch your P's and Q's.
And definitely. Dotting those I's, crossing the T's. And with my employees, I always remind them, you never know who's listening to what you're saying or what you're doing.
So this leads me to my next question. What or who would be an ideal referral partner for you?
Anyone in real estate, anyone in construction, restoration.
Good.
Any customer that you hear talking in a grocery store. Oh, my gosh, I got family coming to town. I don't have time to clean my house. It's funny. I hear that all the time. And what am I doing? Excuse me. Here's my card. I heard your conversation.
Can you come tomorrow and clean? My family from Louisiana is coming in.
So do you also then, you do contract basis as well as individual one-time ad hoc cleaning services as well?
One-time cleaning, spring cleaning, family coming in cleaning, parties coming up, weekly cleaning, bi-weekly, every 3 weeks, once a month, once every 2 months. It really doesn't matter.
Well, you know, it really sounds like a tough job. What part of your job do you like the most?
Like Dennis had said earlier, I think the most thing that keeps me going is the feedback that I get from customers. Oh my God, I just walked in my door. It smells so good. It looks so clean. Oh my God, I didn't know you clean baseboards. Mm-hmm. We clean it all, literally everything. I have this one particular customer. I know you were just here. When you're coming back? I'm like, wow. Yes.
Good. You know, I have this question for you, and then I'm going to go back to Michael on his question. This is a great question, and I forgot to ask Michael this. Do you have a funny or interesting story to share with us? Because I know you've been through the gamut.
We have been through it all. And we do clean rental properties, whether it be apartments, condos, townhouses, or large homes, or even offices. But I can't remember when this occurred, but you never know what you're going to get when you walk through somebody's front door, especially a rental property, where people have access to go inside and look before they, you know, buy the property or lease it or whatever the case may be. But when you go in a kitchen to where you open up cabinets to see, you know, how extensive the dirt is, and you have cats that come screaming out of the doors, you run for cover because you don't know what the heck just happened. So now my boys will go in and just scope out the place and literally take a pole to open up cabinet doors to make sure there's nothing that's going to come out and jump at them.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. Let's see. We got one more question here.
Well, Jeannie, while he's looking at that, thank you again for being on Partners for Success Radio. And if other customers, potential clients, other businesses would like to get in touch with you, how might they best go about doing that?
My cell phone is on from literally 6 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night. And yes, I do answer it at 10 o'clock at night. My phone number is 404-787-8003. Email is J-E-A-N-N-E, Jean, at ultratouchcleaning.com. And our website is ultratouchcleaning.com. And I do receive text messages as well. But like I said, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., my phone is on.
Wonderful.
I do remember my last question. Can I bring it up?
Okay.
Ultra Touch. Where did you get the name from and why? I'm just thinking Ultra Touch. Just thinking outside the box. Help me with that.
I got to contain myself. Lawrenceville Swanee Road. Bring back some little, you know, memory in the heads here where you cross over the 85 bridge. Off to your right when you headed into Swanee. There is this sign that always says Ultra Car Wash coming soon. There's where Ultra came from.
Got your Ultra Touch. Okay.
I know it's kind of cheesy.
We got the Midas Touch. We got the Ultra Touch. We got the Tilted Touch.
Well, Jeannie, right. Thanks so much for being with us on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And our next guest on Partners for Success is Lisa Campbell, Vice President of EFSI Restoration and Construction in Decula, Georgia. Oh, I almost got that wrong. It's my backyard. Thanks for joining us today, Ms. Lisa. And would you tell us a little bit about your business?
Certainly. EFSI stands for Emergency Flood Services Incorporated. And we've been in business for about 17 years. We are a family-owned, full-service restoration company. And as you said, we're located in Decula. What family-owned means is that we can provide our customers with creative and flexible solutions for all their needs and wants. And that perhaps might not be available from other companies that are governed by franchise and corporate policies. This flexibility enables us to ensure complete customer satisfaction, and we're always available. All three of us owners, 24/7, we have our cell phones, we have email, text as well, so we're always available to our customers.
Wow.
That's great. And really, who is EFSI?
Well, we are a full-service, as I mentioned, restoration company. And what that means is that from the first call, whether by it's water, fire, storm, we truly are a one-call resource. Our staff can arrive on scene of the event from as little as 15 minutes to as much as 2 hours, depending on the location of the event. And when we get there, we assess the damages and then determine a course of action. And from there, we follow industry protocol to mitigate or clean up damages. And then once that's complete, we work hand in hand with the customer to put their home back in the condition it was prior to the event, or even better, should they choose to upgrade or make changes to their home.
So do you have an emergency number? So if someone 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, had a flood, I mean, is there a number that they can
absolutely,
call?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's 770-963-7443.
That's a peace of mind. Okay. What do you mean by full service restoration? Describe restoration project.
A project might include, or the restoration piece of it would be after, say, for instance, you had a washing machine that would overflow and flood the home. Our crew would come in and extract, if there's standing water, they would extract the water, and then should demolition be required, they would come in and remove whatever was damaged. For instance, if water wicked up into the drywall, they would remove the drywall. They would remove the floor, whatever necessary. To remove so that we could get some air moving in there. We have equipment, fans that would actually dry out, and then we also put dehumidifiers in, and that's part of the drying process. And then upon, usually that takes 3 days depending on the extent of the damage, and then after that we would go in and restore the home again to the condition it was prior to the event, replacing drywall, painting. You know, and again, at that point, if the customer chose to do something different with everything opened up in their home, that might be a good time. And then we just work with them based on what they require, what they desire, I guess.
Well, you really mentioned a lot of different areas there, everything from mold to demolition to reconstruction. Do you have to have a number of certifications for that?
Absolutely, you sure do. That we are a member of the Institute of Inspection and Cleaning and Restoration. We are a certified firm. And having said that, there are criteria that you have to meet and follow to be a certified firm. And all of our technicians are certified as well. There is a certain protocol that you do follow to ensure that the homeowners or the home is taken care of in a proper fashion. Additionally, we're a part of the Restoration Industry Association.
And do you have ongoing training that you have to go to as well?
Absolutely. We are notified we have to have continuing education credits, not only for these associations like the IICRC and Clean Trust or Restoration Industry, but also because we are a state of Georgia licensed contractor. We also have to have CEs for that as well.
Well, for that continuing education, how would a consumer know to check that or to ask about that?
To ask us if we're certified, basically just ask us if we're, whether it's us or any contractor, you should always ask what their credentials are. And we do have documentation that we can provide to do that. We are a Hague certified roofing inspector, or we have a certified roofing inspector on staff as well.
Wow.
And so all of these things, there, it's an intense process to go through to ensure that the customer is getting the best possible contractor and services that are available.
Well, you talked about reconstruction a lot. What types of new construction services do you offer?
We provide, we can do flooring. We can come in and sand and refinish flooring. We also would do basement or attic build outs or renovations. We do additions like a sunroom, maybe an extra bedroom. We do... There's such a broad range. It's one of those things, kind of just ask us, and if we can do it, we certainly would. And if we're not qualified, we will let you know we're not qualified. And if it's possible, we can connect you with someone that is qualified. We were recently asked to do a build out on a commercial property, and it was just far outside of our scope. And we, you know, up front just said, we appreciate this opportunity. However, we don't feel we're qualified to do this, but here, let us, you know, help you. We can help you in this manner. And we're able to connect somebody with someone that was fully qualified to do what they were requiring. Hmm. So we even though you're not, you know, our current customer, we still want to help you.
So then I guess EFSI provides written estimates, and if you could describe and explain the written process for an estimate.
Certainly. We do provide complete and detailed estimates, and those are at no charge, and we do use the industry standard software Xactimate. And Xactimate is used nationwide by both insurance companies and independent contractors. And what that software does is allow us to provide precise details. Materials and labor are described line by line, and the pricing is customized based on the customer's local area. So we don't make up the pricing. So, say for instance, you're in Atlanta, then that software provides pricing based on the Atlanta area or that market. By the same token, if we're doing a job in Athens, then that is there is pricing that is for that Athens market. And so we don't create that. It is driven by that software and a lot of research behind that.
In some of the stuff that you do, it's commodities, you know, from roofing material to lumber, so the pricing's changing. It's not necessarily priced this month, could be the same next month. So that software system is able to extract the correct price in that
market. Once a month, there is an update on pricing.
There you go. Okay.
Sure.
Well, we all listen to the consumer advocates, and we all are quite wary of down payments to vendors that or construction service providers that may take the down payment and then the next day they're gone. Does EFSI really require down payment?
On insurance claims, we do not require down payments. However, on a large job, say for instance that we are putting an addition on your home, a sunroom perhaps, what we will do is work with the customer, and this is normal practice in construction. We will work with them to develop a draw schedule, a construction draw schedule. And so all of that is pre-approved with the customer, and then once the work begins, based on the completion of the job, then a draw will be given to the contractor, and that is normal practice.
Okay. Well, does EFSI take credit cards?
Yes, we take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover.
Yeah, I see a lot more people out in the industry, you know, look at that insurance check, and they'll put it on their credit card and use the balance of that insurance money sometimes to do other things around the house, which actually can help your business because they decide to add windows on that they weren't doing. So.
That's those upgrades I was speaking of.
Yeah, and a lot of people get points with their credit card purchases from travel miles to gifts and what have you. So it's been an industry, something that's improving.
We talked a little bit about certifications, but what about providing proof of insurance or other references or things of that nature? You guys do that as well?
Absolutely. We have we have a packet that we put together that has all of that information. And in many cases, we're proactive and just go ahead and give that to our customers. Because, like I said, we have a Hague certified roofing inspector on staff. Our technicians are certified. We are licensed and insured in Georgia. We have met the requirements. Also, we are an EPA lead safe certified firm. And then again, the Clean Trust or IICRC certified firm.
Okay. And what professional organizations are you a member of?
We are a member of the Restoration Industry Association, the Home Builders Association of Northeast Georgia, and the Decula Business Association.
Okay. Let's see here.
Also, when you do your work, what kind of guarantee or warranty do you provide?
We provide a one-year workmanship warranty on all projects, and then on our full roof replacements, we provide a five-year no-leak warranty. And with regard to the roofs, there's also a warranty on the shingles, and we will actually do that paperwork for you and mail it to you, and then all you have to do is sign it and send it off to the shingle manufacturer. So we try to do a lot of the legwork for our customers.
Wow, that's good. I'm going to ask you an important question now, okay? Why should I choose EFSI for my home project?
Okay, you should choose Emergency Flood Services, a.k.a. EFSI Restoration and Construction, because we treat your family like it's our family. And we work really diligently, consistently, and with conviction to always provide the best quality workmanship for the best price while always striving to exceed our customers' expectations.
Wow.
Excellent. We've been talking with Lisa Campbell, Vice President of EFSI Restoration and Construction in Decula, Georgia. Lisa, thanks for joining with us today. And if customers, other prospects would like to get in touch with you, how would they best do that?
Thank you for having me. And if they would like to get in touch with us, our telephone number is 770-963-7443. And our email is cs, as in customer service, at EFSI.com. ri-ga.com.
Very good. And thanks for your time today, Lisa. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Dennis, what's been going on with Meridian Star?
Lord have mercy, I tell you, a whole lot of things. This summer, we're pushing to hire some new folks. We are looking for sales agents, and it's commission-based, and we're looking for part-time college students, full-time folks, as well as moms working part-time or needing something to do, and dads looking to make some extra money to help provide for their family. And it's all built on relationships. You know, we're out there processing for merchants, but we're not looking to knock on doors. We're looking to build relationships and build partnerships. So we're looking for the folks out there looking to make some extra money, part-time or full-time. We've got school teachers, police officers, real estate agents, a little bit of everything. And we love having some of those professional folks out there because they know quite a bit of people.
Very good. That's awesome, and we want to thank all of you for joining us today on Partners for Success. Our guests have been Michael Moon, owner of the Tilted Kilt Mall of Georgia location, John Smith, owner of Ultra Touch Cleaning in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and Lisa Campbell, Vice President of EFSI Restoration and Construction in Dahlonega, Georgia. Remember, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 a.m., on this Business Radio X station. You can also listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by logging into our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR.
And we always want to take a little time out for a special thanks for our producer, Mike Salmon, always doing a great job in helping us become Partners for Success. So thank you, Mike.
And for Dennis Bonin, this is Randy Hicks. We'll see you next time right here on Partners for Success.